Here are five local news stories to know today from Manchester and Stockport. Manchester residents are being invited to have their say on how the city should develop between now and 2039. Manchester City Council has launched a public consultation on its new local plan, which includes proposals for more homes, additional green spaces, and a target of 30% affordable housing in future developments. The consultation will remain open until the 28th of September, giving residents the opportunity to share their views on the future of the city. In Bredbury, plans have been revealed for a major new housing development. Westchurch Homes wants to build 134 affordable homes, ranging from 1 to 4 bedrooms, on a 13-acre site near Shakespeare Road. The land is currently part of the Greenbelt, meaning the proposals will require approval from Stockport Council before construction can move forward. The University of Manchester has maintained its position among the world's leading universities. In the 2026 Academic Ranking of World Universities, the university has been placed 51st globally, 6th in the United Kingdom, and 14th in Europe. The latest ranking reinforces Manchester's position as one of the country's major centres for higher education and research. A stroke survivor is preparing to complete a 3-kilometre fundraising walk in support of Stepping Hill Hospital. Andy Shaw spent 4 months receiving treatment at the hospital following his stroke and now wants to thank the staff who cared for him. His fundraising campaign for the hospital's specialist stroke unit has already raised more than £1,500. And finally, businesses across Stockport are being encouraged to help improve work experience opportunities for young people. Local employers are being invited to contribute to a consultation for the Aspiring Pathways programme, which aims to provide better access to placements for young people studying in alternative education settings. Businesses have until the 28th of August to contribute their ideas and experience. That's your local news update from Manchester and Stockport. And stay with Neckoff Radio.